Mike Lurie. He is the author of Baseball Between Us, 16 years, 32 ballparks, 43,000 miles, roadmap to a winning father-son relationship. And Mike, taking the time to join us. And Mike, I love books like this because the father-son tale in sports, I mean, that's what sports is about, I believe. And I think you hit it right on the head with the book here.
Well, thanks, Justin. It really is, you know, about the baseball tradition, sort of passing the torch from father to son. It's something that my dad did with me. He took me to my very first World Series game back when I was growing up. That was back in the days when the World Series was actually played in the daytime. So, you know, that was a while ago. But we had a lot of fun and a great time, and I thought, you know, maybe one day I can do that with my son.
Well, take us through getting that, you know, that time together, that idea to go and visit the ballparks and, you know, to do this trip and or these trips because – I mean, 16 years, that's quite the process of getting it all done as well.
Well, it is, and that's why we started early. My son was, Matt, was about 5 when we started, and we went to a couple of regional parks, you know, here in Northern California, the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants. He seemed to like baseball. We went to a one time in St. Louis, we got to see the Cardinals play, and he, I think, was more excited at the time about seeing the fireworks at the end of the game than the actual game itself. So I kind of waited until he got older and did Little League and all that. And then by the time he was 16, you know, teenagers have this thing about not wanting to get up in the morning. So I knew it was going to be a challenge to take a road trip, but I thought, you know, really that's the best way to kind of really travel and hit the country and explore and see what you can. So we did about 5-6 different regional road trips from the time he was in high school until he graduated college. And by the end of the journey, we actually got to have a beer together at the ballpark.
When did you decide to put forth these, you know, these tales into book form and, you know, share it with everybody?
Well, you know, the journey didn't start off as a book. It was just really, a road trip to begin with. And it was on our first road trip when we went in the Midwest. In fact, we got to see the Brewers that time. We started off in Detroit to see the Tigers play, rented a car, drove to Chicago to see the White Sox, up to Milwaukee to see the Brewers. And then on to Minnesota to see the Twins, and then I had never been to North Dakota or South Dakota, so I thought, well, let's make that part of the trip, too. And that was my 49th and 50th state. So while we were up there, just by chance, in North Dakota, we got to meet Maury Wills, of all people, who was in Fargo. He's a broadcaster for the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks. And got to hang out with him. He was just the nicest guy in the world, and you know, a thrill to meet a guy who was the MVP in 1962 for the Dodgers in the National League. And it was then and there that I thought, you know, this is kind of a special experience. Maybe there's something here that all baseball fans can relate to.
We're chatting with Mike Lurie, author of Baseball Between Us, 16 years, 32 ballparks, 43,000 miles, a roadmap to a winning father-son relationship. Mike joining us to talk about the book here on The Score. Obviously, the baseball side of things, you know, very intriguing for the sports fan, but what about the drives to the park and road tripping with your son? I mean, how much did that mean to you, and, you know, how fun was that part of the journey?
Well, it was great because you have to sort of plan the trip. You know, you look on a road map, you look at a calendar and try to figure out how can we fit all these ballparks into this one-week time span when you're on spring break. So there's a little bit of you know, planning and bonding in that, and then once you're on the road, and you know, he's stuck with dad in a hotel for a week, you know, things happen. We had really serious fights over, you know, wake up time and bedtime and music on the radio. Teenagers don't like to get up in the morning, as you know. They like to sleep in, and especially when you have to get up early to catch a plane or a train or a bus or a rental car. You got to move quickly. So that was a challenge. And then over music, you know, I'm very much into rock, you know, the Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers and Jimi Hendrix. And he said, Dad, I'm trying to listen to all those dead guys. And so, but he's into rap, which I don't really care for too much. So we had some fights over that. But I'll tell you what, by the time we got to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, and they had a great exhibit on Jimi Hendrix and his music, and by the end of the day, he said, Dad, you know what, you're right. That guy Jimi Hendrix, he really was the greatest guitarist who ever lived.
Take us through some of the ballparks, too. What were your favorites? You know, what one stood out to you and your son?
Well, I ranked them from 1 to 30 in the book, and I'll give you my top 5. Some of them are kind of surprise picks, but number 5 is Comerica Park in Detroit. I love the fact that there's statues in the outfield of Ty Cobb sliding into third base with his spikes up, trying to draw blood. And Al Kaline and Willie Horton in the outfield. It's just kind of historic and gives you a chance to talk about, you know, some of the older players and a great conversation piece. Number 4, is Camden Yards in Baltimore, where the Orioles play, because Boog Powell is there. He's got a barbecue pit, and you can actually hang out with Boog and talk baseball and, you know, have a brats or have a, you know, chicken and ribs and a beer, and that's kind of a unique experience. Three is Fenway Park in Boston. You know, the Green Monster is just historic and a great place to see a game, and the only place where you can actually have a lobster roll at the ballpark. Number two, a surprise pick, PNC Park in Pittsburgh, where the Pirates play. We took a water taxi to the game on the Allegheny River, which was really fun, you know, to get to do that. Or you can walk across the Roberto Clemente Bridge and see that. And the park is very low to the ground, and the beautiful Pittsburgh skyline is right over the center field fence. So it's a great scenic place to see a game. And number one is San Francisco, AT&T Park, where the Giants play. It's hard to beat those splash hits into the beautiful, you know, San Francisco Bay. It's also the only park where you can actually see a game for free. There's a place in the right field stands called the Knot Hole, and you can hang out there, and you actually stand behind the right fielder for three innings. You can see through this wire mesh fence and look through, and then they rotate every three innings a different group of people. But that's kind of, you know, a unique thing. And they have a great wall in left field of Yogi Berra quotes. Go figure. Because Yogi had nothing to do with San Francisco or the Giants, but as a baseball icon, they put it there. And, you know, he's got all those great sayings about, you know, it ain't over till it's over and all those fun things that make it just sort of historic. Plus, the garlic fries are really good there. So that was my number one.
The book is Baseball Between Us. Mike Lurie, the author, joining us for a few more minutes here on WSCO, The Score. What did you remember about your time at Miller Park?
Miller Park was really great. I enjoyed it very much. You know, you, of course, you have the great, you know, historic, iconic statue of Hank Aaron in front. And that prompted a really great conversation and discussion about baseball and home run leaders and where does Barry Bonds belong and all that compared to Hank Aaron, who did it naturally and didn't need any performance-enhancing drugs to get 755 home runs. And, you know, that's a great discussion to have with your kid about, you know, cheating and breaking the rules and not doing things the right way and putting foreign substances into your body and doing it in a baseball context. And, you know, Justin, we found that baseball is the perfect pace of life, the perfect dynamic to have a great conversation with your kid, because you can talk between innings, between pitches, between games about, you know, strategy. You know, hey, what's going to happen next? Is he going to throw a curveball or a fastball? Is the runner going to steal? And, oh, by the way, who are you taking to the junior prom?
Do that at the same time. Mike, how about on the flip side of that? Were there any stadiums that you were, you know, the most disappointed in? Any stories you can share us with that?
Yeah, sure. Well, there's three of them. I think the worst park, number 30 on my list, is Tropicana Field, where the Tampa Bay Rays play. It's just got all the atmosphere of a hospital ward. You know, it's very antiseptic. You're in a bubble, you know, in Florida, and how ironic that you're there in a bubble in the Sunshine State with no sunshine, you know, and everything's artificial turf and everything, so that's not a great place to see a game. The Florida Marlins, before they became the Miami Marlins and have that great new outdoor park, had Sun Life Stadium, which was basically a football field posing as a baseball stadium, and that was, you know, you could be there with 6,000 fans in a 70,000-feet stadium. It feels kind of lonely. Not a great place to see a game. And then I have to say, unfortunately, the Oakland-Alameda County Coliseum, where the Oakland A's play, used to be a great place before they put Mount Davis in the outfield. But now, again, that's a football stadium posing as a baseball park.
It's amazing that you bring that up, Mike, because I've been to, you know, County Stadium before when the Brewers played there, Miller Park, Wrigley Field, and ironically, Tropicana Field.
Yeah.
That's the only ones that I've been, and you know what, I couldn't agree with you more on that feeling on Tropicana. That was just a, hey, I don't know how they have a baseball stadium out there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's not a really fun place to see the game, and I think that's one of the reasons it's so hard for them to draw fans. There's just no appeal there, and unless the team's in first place and really highly competitive or playing the Yankees that day, you know, they don't draw flies.
Mike, who's the book for? Who's it written to? And, you know, I mean, who would enjoy it?
Well, the book is for parents, and I think that's sort of the target audience. Anyone that wants to have some you know, just stories about growing up on the road and dealing with a teenager who's, you know, constantly warring over, you know, wake-up time and music and what have you. So there's some lessons learned there that I certainly learned the hard way on how to deal with your kid. A real quick tale, one morning we woke up and he decided he was going to tweak my button, so he said, what's on the agenda today, Mike? And I said, did you just call me by your first, by my first name? He said, well, yeah, that's your name, isn't it? And I said, well, yeah, but I'm your dad, and, you know, we're not equals here. I'm the guy that's taking you on this father-son road trip to visit every park. How about a little respect for that? He goes, well, that's an old-fashioned concept. Mike, better get used to it.
Mike, I'll call you Mike, right? But no, take us through the website and how somebody can find out more information as well as ordering the book.
Yeah, it's easy to do. Just on my website at www.baseballbetweenus.com. And you could order the book right there with quick links to Amazon and also BarnesandNoble.com. You can get the paperback book or also the ebook version on Nook and Kindle as well.
Mike, a great chat. Thank you for taking the time to share with us, and best of luck with the book, all right?
Thank you so much, and hope that Zach Greinke stays with the Brewers at least for a little while longer.
Who are you a fan of?
Well, you know what? I grew up a Yankee fan because I grew up in Connecticut, just an hour from Yankee Stadium, so that's my team, but I really love all baseball, and I can go to any park and just have a great time.
I guess I was going to say, you know, if Greinke ends up a Yankee, I'm sure you wouldn't be disappointed, though.
Not at all.
Yeah. Mike, thanks again.
Hey, thank you so much.